VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is cutting short his visit to Paris to return home after an outbreak of violence in Gaza. It's unclear what set off the fighting, which Hamas says killed six Palestinians on Sunday. Hamas claims Israel launched an undercover operation into Gaza to hunt down a Hamas commander. It says Israel fired airstrikes as cover to let the Israelis get away. Israel has said the airstrikes were in response to rocket fire from Gaza. Fighting has broken out in the streets of Yemen's key port Hodeidah between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and Saudi-led coalition forces. A pro-Yemeni military official said Sunday the forces aim to purge the city of the rebels who control the port. Nearly all food, medicine, and other supplies for civilians are delivered through Hodeidah. Humanitarian workers fear a disruption of those deliveries could mean mass starvation in a country already on the brink of famine. Reports say at least seven civilians have been killed already in the street fighting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in a telephone conversation on Sunday that the United States will hold accountable all those involved in the killing of a dissident Saudi journalist. The killing of Jamal Khashoggi in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul is one of the main sources of strain in the decades-old alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters resumed their ground offensive Sunday against the Islamic State terrorist group in the last territories controlled by the extremists in eastern Syria. U.S. support for the Kurdish-led forces has resulted in increased tension with Turkey. This is VOA News.